less than 125,000 people, they have to have a bond of $100,000. And if it's over 125,000, their bond is $250,000. Now, that is an impetus to any judge to make lawyers, your and pro se folks that are operating pro se and others, to do what the legislature says. And I can promise you, you will not come to my county and have a guardianship without a bond, corporate surety bond. I don't deal with personal bonds. You won't find Judge Herman signing a bond that says no bond at all, because I don't think those are valid, period. And why would I not want to do a personal bond? Because they're not worth the paper they're written on. I can tell you that. Most people probably don't even know what you're supposed to do with a personal bond. If you had a personal bond, which I don't recommend to any judge, every year the sureties on that personal bond have to prove they had non-exempt property in twice the amount of that bond. Now, how many people do you think in this state have two times the amount of a $10,000, $13,000 bond in non-exempt property? Very few people do, actually. And a surety bond, these bonding companies are out there to ensure the judge, or to ensure the guardian, or to ensure the administrator, that they will do the right things, all the right things. And I listened to Judge Spencer. She's a good friend of mine. I don't tolerate accountings that don't balance. There's no reason not to have a balanced accounting. You file an inventory, that's your starting point. You have expenditures going through the year. That's your ending point. It's like I every month, probably more than that, I'm a little anal retentive, I could balance my checkbook, and it balances to a T every time. I'm a numbers person. I'm actually, people say, oh, he's very liberal, very progressive. I'm very conservative, too, about reality. You will have your accounting balances. You can ask people at Tractus in Travis County. They'll say, oh, you better balance. I've got auditors. We look at all this business. And so you're going to see situations where the judge is concerned about what is my responsibility in a guardianship, what is my responsibility in administrations to see that, one, these accountings balance, to see that people don't make expenditures that they ought not to be making. And I think Judge Spencer covered many of those things that people do. The best place for, if I was a lawyer, I would tell my client, don't you do anything without that judge's permission, because it's trouble if you do. But still, we have people that do things that they should not be doing. We give allowances. You should always ask for an allowance in a guardianship if there's money that belongs to the ward. People don't ask for allowances. Some judges don't seem to think that that is a smart thing to do. Because if you have an allowance, it doesn't mean you don't have to have the receipts and proof that you've spent the money the way you say you're going to. But at least you've got an allowance. You don't have to come in and say, hey, Judge Herman, please ratify what I did. Why'd you do that? Well, I didn't have time. Really? I have this system at my office called Odyssey. It's a computer system. I signed orders last night at 10:30, and you can get in front of me anytime you need to, if you want to. Our clerk uses that. Every major county in the state is using the Odyssey system. The state of Texas uses the Odyssey system. All this business that Judge Spencer was talking about, going through with Jeff Renard over at the Office of Court Administration, they're using the Odyssey system. It's changed it's a whole new ballgame with that. And so the excuse of, well, I didn't have time to go down to the court, generally is an excuse. I failed in my duty as an attorney. I didn't advise my client we need to go get permission to do this or that or another. So please be aware of the right of the courts to make you do things the correct way, because there is a correct way of doing things. Balance your accountings. Now, there have been some changes, I will tell you, over the years, and there are good changes. The Social Security Administration no longer, and this is something I'm going to compliment, and I don't do it often, the Trump administration for. They had this Paperwork Reduction Act sometime during the Trump years, and they decided that rather than having the courts control and monitor, the probate courts of the various states, monitor all the money that's going out on Social Security disability and Social Security payments, that that could go through the Social Security Administration and the guardian or the person, the rep payee, if you will. They will look at that, and if it doesn't balance, they will come after you, and the courts don't have to do that. Now, in the past, I can remember going back in 1985 into Houston, they would create a guardian of an estate that really had nothing other than a Social Security disability payment. I didn't do those at that time because there was that money was for a rep payee, but now that's all changed, and then we've got this Paperwork Reduction Act where the guardian is to, if you're the rep payee, you can be the guardian and not even the rep payee. And there's all sorts of things that you can do that way, but you don't need to be coming in and reporting to the court about what's going on with that. Now, you've got to be careful. I'm careful and monitor guardians because they will cheat and steal. I promise you, I have seen more people take money. There's somebody in Harris County up the road that's doing some prison time. They were rep payees for a number of people, and they took the money, husband and wife. I think the wife did go down to the joint, but the husband did. And taking the money, playing games.